Paragimel Mishnevov, Mishazocho, Bedishun, Mizbeach, Apnimi, Vamenoiru, Hoyu Magdimin. Those that were Zoichin in the pious of the clearing out the deshin of the Mizbeach Apnimi, and also the Menoiru, Hoyu Magdimin, they took the Kelim that were necessary for their Avoida. Varbo Kelim Biyodom, they took four Kelim. Hateni, Hateni is like a basket. You find this also by Pashas Bikurim, the basket that brought Bikurim was called Beloka Hatena Biyodecho. Over there, the word tenna has a lot of levels of oimik, because tenne with an aleph is begamatria 60. 60, the mafarshim have over there, the balatum has over there in Pashas Kisame, Ramazan. Doesn't say anything about the word tenni, but that's what it was called. The hakuz, a kuz is some type of pitcher. Ushne maftechois, to open up the door of the heichel in order to go in. Hatenya yudem el tark of godl. Teni, the shape, was a big kli. A tarkiv is a word that has in it shloisha kabin. Trei v'kav, the Mufarshim said, that's the tarkiv is a large kli. Kav is a decent amount. Shloisha kabin is certainly a decent amount. So this is doyme l'tarkiv godel. Shel zohov, machazik kabin v'chetzi. I don't know what exactly is similar about it. If the tarkiv is because of the size, maybe the shape. I don't know what the shape was. In any case, over here, the amount that the teni had was only kabayim v'chetzi, 2.5 kab, not 3. V'akuz doyme l'kitin godel. It has a, like a pitcher, it has a narrow spout, and then it has a flat bottom, and it's something that you would pour liquid in b'derech klal. And this is going to work for the dishon hamenorah, because sometimes there's some shemen, you can't spill the shemen out, it has to be put in something that has a flat bottom. In order to go into the Heichel, the doors were locked. The Kohen that was Zoicha B'dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi would go in. There's a small door on the Tzidoi HaTzofoin. We'll see Mitz Hashem more in the Pesach HaHeichel, similar to the Pishpish that we had where they went in to check the Kelim back in the previous Perek. The door of this Pishpish had two locks. One lock was inside. On the lower chelik of the door, it shouldn't be at arm's length. He had to bend down. He had to put his hand down inside the door, all the way up until his armpit, that's the base shechi, into that hole, and then he would get to the door. The key fit into the keyhole all the way with his hand going all the way into the wall. It wasn't on the outside, it wasn't accessible. The second lock was a regular lock, and that once the one that was open, B'tayruch was open, then it was easy to just lock it. Why is that derech covered? Not so easy to go into the Heichel. You have to be matria. Derech covered in Lufnei HaMelech. The words over here, kevon, means like come on it, straightforward. Mishnah Zayin, bola the pishpish hatzvayni. We said that this pishpish in the door of the Heichel was on the side itself. And the shnei pishpish in Hoyle the Shah Godel, Echab itself and Echab itself, there were two small doorways. Shebedorim leNichnas beAdam meOilam v'Olav u'Mufurish aydei Yecheskel. The Mishnah uncharacteristically speaks out that in the vision of the Novi Yecheskel, the Bayis Shlishi, it says Vayomer Elai Hashem, Hashar Hazeh Sogu Yiloi Posech V'Ish Loyovei Boy. Nobody shall come through it in the whole time of the second Beis Hamikdash, Ki Hashem Alekei Yisro Bo Boy V'Yosogu, and it was closed. Obviously, this is Meira on some type of big Giluyim that the Rebbein Shem lost at Lovei. We're waiting to see what's going to come, the giluim that are going to come from that Pesach Sogur. Notol samavtechu posach as hapishpish, the one, of course, on the tzofen, not on the dorim. Nichnas lato, he comes in, there's a little in the doorway, there's a little, the door was thick, right? He had to stick his hand in all the way to his armpit. So there's a little cubicle that's inside the space of the door, the little ta is a little cubicle. The tab was somewhat to the side of the thickness of the entrance. He went towards the side. There was a cubicle that led to a room. And from the ta, el ha-heichel ad shumagil l'shar gadol, until the big shar. And that was the two pairs of doors that were l'shar, that were to the shar gadol of the heichel. The shar gadol was there after the thickness of the Pesach of the ulam. He went in from the ta, he went to the side. And then he gave the Shah Godel, Hever es ha-neger, ves ha-poischois u-psochoi. He got rid of the keys that he had. Upsoche, he opened up the shar. He opened up the inner shar. And then he opened up the outer shar. Lehoi yeshoichit ha-shoichit ad sheshemea koil shar ha-godl sheniftach. So the one who had the job of opening up the doors were the ones who were going in for the avodah. The chelik of their avodah was opening up the shar. And there's a very big tifkeit. We learn out of Gzeres HaKosuv. And the Gzeres HaKosuv is that the avodah in the outer part of the Mikdosh, the Azorah, is not kosher until be'etzem the Azorah is open to the Hechel. The Azorah has to be open to the Hechel. The Hechel is the Makor HaKdush of the Azorah. So the Azorah is Niskadish Lavoides Hayoim, we'll say it like that, from its Chibur to the open doors to the open Hechel. Until the doors are open, that's till then they can't do. So the noise of the Shmias Kol Shah Godel, it was a loud noise because it was a big pair of doorways, it was a huge pair of doorways, that would signal the beginning of the time of the Shechitas Kabbalah. This was a very auspicious time, as we'll see in the next Mishnah.